Well, good morning and welcome to our gathering this morning. It's great for you to join us, whether you're watching live with us now or you're watching later during the week. Thank you for joining us. And on a very cold February morning, I'm sure many will be sitting at home appreciating not having to leave the house. So let's count our blessings this morning. Do have a look on our website. There's regular Roots and Shoots Bible studies done by Richard Renouf. He'll be speaking next week here, so we're looking forward to Richard sharing God's word with us. Also, there's a kind of a weekly prayer slot that I do as well there on our websites. This evening, we will be gathering together to pray. Bismarck will be leading us as we focus on our verse for the year that we're going to share a little bit about this morning. And just to give notice as well to church members that on the 22nd, we're going to be gathering together via Zoom to have a church meeting. There will be an annotated agenda going out with documents that'll be sent out this week. And now you might have seen that our verse for the year is Let Your Light Shine. We produce these little cards. If you're on our contact list, if you're a member or on the friends contact list, you'll be getting one through the post. If you're not, if we don't have your details and you'd like to receive one, please do contact either via Facebook or the church office, and we'll do our best to post one out to you. We'd love for you to have this as a reminder of our verse for this year, as it speaks into what we're doing as a church community. You hopefully will realize that Lent starts this week, a chance for us to focus on God as we build up to our Easter celebrations. Traditionally, it's been a time when you've denied yourself something. Maybe that works for you, or maybe you want to change something or start something new. The something, the thing, isn't important. It's about acknowledging this important time of the Christian year and also taking opportunities to set aside these 40 days as we build up to Easter Sunday. Well, we're going to hand over to Charlotte, who's going to start our sung worship. So over to Charlotte.
Good morning, everyone.
Time to run.
You hear the glory.
Now it's time to join Dinah and Clive.
Hello everyone. It's good to be with you again today. You think they can't see us? You can never see anybody, even when it's not dark. Maybe there is no one there. I think there are people there, and I expect they're wondering why we're in the dark. It's because of the present. Yes, it's because of the present. Some of you will know that it was my birthday in the week, and Clive has bought me a very unusual gift. It's a useful gift. Yes, it is, and it will be very useful when I go out in the dark. Clive wanted you all to see the present in working order today, and it fits in with today's theme. You wonder if they can guess what it is. It's a torch. It's a very special torch. It's a head torch. Switch it on. Okay, here we go. This is my head torch that Clive bought me for my birthday. Look how brightly it shines. I can make it a bit dimmer. And it also has a flashing function. A bit like being in a disco. We'll leave it switched on so that you can see us. Torches are really useful to help you find your way in the dark. It's very dark along my road because there are no street lights. So it's really good to have this torch to light up the way and keep my hands free at the same time. Yes, indeed. Have to remember to switch it on. Absolutely. Sometimes the world seems a very dark place, but Jesus said that he is the light of the world, and he came to illuminate the darkness and to show us the way to the Father. When we become friends of Jesus, we carry his light within us, and that means that we are also lights for the world. So we're a bit like torches. Yes, in a way. And Jesus said that we should let our lights shine out like this torch. And then we can point the way to Jesus for others. But sometimes we try to hide the light away because we think that other people might not like it. Do people like being in the dark? Yes, sometimes, but I think that sometimes people don't know they're in the dark, and it's only when the light comes that they realise it. If we don't switch the light on, or if we hide our light under a bucket, then no one can see the light shining in the darkness. We don't really have torches inside us, do we? No. But we carry the love of Jesus within us. And that is what shines the light. When we love others in the same way that Jesus loves us, then they will see his love for them too. You have a light within you, but you haven't any cake inside you. And you think it's time we finished the birthday cake. Well, we can do that when we've said goodbye. So it's goodbye from me. And it's goodbye from Clive. And we'll see you again next time. Let your light shine and be blessed. Goodbye.
Well, good morning. Before we reflect a little bit on our verse for the year, I wanted to just spend a bit of time reminiscing really about where we've come on our journey. It's been 8 years since we arrived at Great Shelford. It doesn't really feel like that, but it's a significant amount of time that we've been part of this church fellowship. 8 years ago, when we arrived, we came a little bit jaded, a little bit burnt out from the activity of church life. And when we found that there's a verse that used to be on the wall but got removed when the new projector was installed, we felt it was so significant that actually we wanted it put back up as a permanent reminder. And there it is behind me. Be still and know that I am God. It was so significant because it highlights that despite our church tradition and Baptists are great at being activists, we do stuff, we serve people and we're busy with things. There's a core to who we are that is about stillness, contemplation, being close to God amongst our activities. We were so glad when we were able to reinstate it in a new way, in a bright way. Then over the years, we started reflecting on different verses for the year. And the first one that we have a poster of here is from Luke 11. Lord, teach us to pray. And it was building on the stillness. And actually, prayer was something that is ongoing. It is part of who we are, the calling that we have to meet God in prayer. It's not for a select few. It's for all of us to wrestle with and deal with. It's not a simple task, but something that is at the heart of our fellowship. So be still led us on to teach us to pray, and that's not something that's ever going to go away. We need to constantly learn what prayer is. In 2018, I think my favourite verse, and I'll show it to you behind me now, it's there. I wonder if you remember it. It says this. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. It was an opportunity to reflect on some of the ancient ways, some of the old ways, acknowledging that having a faith in our modern day can be so challenging with the busyness of life, with the hectic nature. Is there something of the simplicity of coming to God? It's interesting, over this last year dealing with the pandemic, we've all had to find something of the ancient way, the simple ways, when we're used to buzzing around and being so active. So that was 2018. In 2019, we were in 1 Corinthians, and it was this verse behind me here. I wonder if you've still got the card up at home, because some of us have. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. This was a part of a response to thinking about how can we be generous as a church community? How can we give stuff away? How can we acknowledge that we have such a great gift in our relationship with God and in who God is, that actually there's enough to give out and to go around? That our activities should be generous activities, big, generous giving, because we have a big, generous God. It was also during this time that we started implementing plans for the coffee shop to release that asset that the church has had for so many years and see it flourish in our community, although on hold for the time being. Then 2020, a year that most of us will want to forget. Here's our verse behind us. I wonder if you remember it. Let your conversations be always full of grace and seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. It was an opportunity for us to acknowledge that in our walk with God, in our conversations, that it isn't just stay here in the building or stay in our relationship with God. It is for others. So our conversations, how we relate to others, how we share our faith, is everyone's responsibility. That we can have opportunities during our working day. It was a call to think about how we are the scattered church. It's built on what we've talked about through Frontline Sundays. That our conversations should always have something of God's grace and God's peace within it. And then finally, this year, we thought we'd go with a big, bright, bold statement. And there it is behind me. And it says, "Let your light shine." It's the verse for our year. All of these verses that I've shared, I think, form a coherent narrative of our community. It's what we're about. We're a people called to worship God, to love God. We're called to something of the simplicity of that. We're called to reach out and share that with others. And we're called to let our light shine. We're going to think a little bit more about our light shining as our service goes on. I hope you've appreciated and enjoyed just reminiscing really over the last few years. It's been a real joy and a privilege to serve here at Great Shelford Free Church. And as we look ahead to the years ahead, we're excited about what we have growing here and the good news that we have for Shelford and the surrounding villages that we all live in and serve in. God bless.
A light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not understood it, not comprehended, not grasped the full meaning of the light God brought close in his Son. The light shines on, and the darkness struggles to know it. The darkness in me, the darkness in you. The light hounds us, chases us with its concern and laughter, nudges us, an interested puppy, butts up against us in the quiet, jostles us in a crowd. The light shines on, though darkness makes itself known. The noise of darkness, the threat of darkness, the posturing presence of gloom. But that still, small voice, that thin sight of silence, that often invisible presence goes on. God in the gaps. The light shines on.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Salt and light. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
You are the light of the world. If we don't pause, we can ignore this astounding claim of Jesus. You're the light of the world, Jesus says. You have God's light in your very being, and your very being can be this shining light in the beautiful world of ours. God's planted it within us. It isn't in your clothes, it's not in your work or your efforts, it's not found in your achievements or your creativity. It's within you, your very being. It's within all your humanness, within the battle scars of life, and your insecurities, in your weaknesses and doubts. God wants us to be fully human with those around us. He wants to shine through us in the reality of our lives. We're not called to pretend that our lives are perfect and everything is okay. It's much more powerful if we allow God to speak through the ups and downs of life. Jesus didn't say that the elite are the light of the world or those who have their life sorted are the light of the world.
God gave his light to us, shared his essence with his creation. The one who flung stars into space, who started this world spinning, gave something of who he was to make you who you are. That means even if we've been corrupted by the realities of life, have scars from illnesses or heartache, you are the light of the world. If your life's been full of regrets and missed opportunities, you're the light of the world. God doesn't wait for our lives to be perfect before he shines through us. He shines through us where we are, with who we are. I think we all can easily see through a slick pretense. We don't need to pretend that we're shiny, happy people. God's light is not diminished by our realities of life. God's light shines bright. The question is, do we allow it? And that comes onto our verse for the year. Let your light shine. Let your light shine in the reality of life. Allow God to shine through you. It can be hard to shine for God when life seems tough or when bitterness and hardness of heart take over us. But this is about us being human, fully human. I believe God's light can shine through us even in the darker times of our lives. We have to be willing to allow it to pass through us. I've seen this often in the empathy of one person as they can share with another going through suffering. I've seen it when someone has been listened to when they normally get ignored. I've seen it when someone has been included when they've often been excluded. When someone is loved for who they are, not for what they can do. Church at its best is a breeding ground for these acts of light shining. Not always, as we're human and we all make mistakes. But the light does shine, even within our imperfections, in the little acts of kindness I see going on around us. Let your light shine, just like this lamp that Claire's drawn while I've been speaking. Its purpose is to shine out, and our purpose is to shine out for God's love. Let us live lives that place that light at the highest pedestal of our lives. If you'd like a copy of Claire's picture, you can download it from our website. Let your light shine this day and all days.
Well, we're moving into a time of communion. Hopefully you've got your bread and your wine. I'll give you a few moments to frantically run around if you haven't prepared yourselves. But we come together in unusual times. Communion at its heart is about the gathering of God's people, not the scattering. But we work within the realities. And this bread and wine we can take when we're not together. It's not special. I'm not special. It's about how God gave us these elements to remind us of who he was and what he did for us. So although it's different and although it's unusual, we can communion together this morning. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that the one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I give you for the life of this world is my flesh."
We are the people of God.
We are the body of Christ.
We are scattered and the broken, and the body of Christ is broken.
But as we gather, the body of Christ is remembered.
So together we gather in obedience to Jesus' command.
To remember and to share together in the breaking and drinking of wine.
In remembrance of the death of Christ.
Each piece of bread that we eat was once scattered across the fields.
And the grain that God gave to grow has become for us the bread of life.
Each sip of wine that we drink was once many vines.
And the grapes that God gave to grow have become for us the new wine of God's kingdom.
in our communion with one another.
We are fed with the bread of heaven that sustains us.
And we drink the wine of gladness that brings us joy. The people of Israel were sustained by God through their years of wandering in the wilderness.
Exodus says, the Israelites ate manna 40 years until they came to a habitable land. They ate manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan.
Psalms say God rained down on them manna to eat and gave them the grain of heaven.
And we too are God's people, sustained by God through the wilderness of this world.
Jesus says to his disciples, our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.
Then Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.
They said to him, sir, give us this bread always.
And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
On the night on which Jesus was betrayed, he sat at supper with his disciples. While they were eating, he took a piece of bread, said a blessing, broke it, gave it to them with these words.
This is my body. It is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
Later, he took a cup of wine, saying,
this cup is God's new covenant, sealed with my blood. Drink from it, all of you, to remember me.
So now, following Jesus' example and command, we take this bread and this wine, the ordinary things of our world which Christ made so special.
And as he said a prayer before sharing, let us do so too.
God of all those who are scattered and broken, you call us to wholeness. We thank you for the love demonstrated in giving your Son, that we might be united with you. We thank you that in Christ you entered into the pain, uncertainty and fear of our world, and that your arms are open in loving embrace, gathering us to you as a mother hen gathers her brood under her wing, as a shepherd gathers his flock. We thank you for the bread and the wine, symbols and signs for us today of your faithfulness to your people through all generations. Amen.
Jeremiah says, hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd to a flock.
Let us share bread together. Please do take and eat bread. You can have some.
Take some for Toby. Jeremiah continues, then all the Judeans returned from all the places to which they had been scattered and came to the land of Judah. And they gathered wine and summer fruits in great abundance.
Let us share wine together.
Jesus said, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered, each one to his home. And you will leave me alone, yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have said this to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world.
Well, Charlotte is going to continue our worship as she leads us in our closing song. Thank you. Well, God bless you as we finish our time together. I pray that you would know something of God's light within you. And as we've had communion together, we're reminded that though we are scattered, we are one body. Let us finish by saying the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and evermore. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us, and please do come on Coffee and Chat on Zoom. That starts at 11:30 this evening. Bismarck will be leading our time of prayer, and we'll continue to gather in home groups and on Sunday mornings. Take care and God bless.